Cape Talk. Cape Talk. A world view from London with Adam Gilchrist.
Good morning, Adam. How are you doing this day?
Morning, Lester. Well, it's a Monday, but no, we'll give it 9 out of 10. What the hell? How are you?
Well, seeing as if I'm standing in for refueling, my day ends in an hour and 10 minutes time, so I'm doing okay. We start with a major diplomatic spat. France is especially unhappy with the US ambassadors being recalled, angry telephone meetings happening later today. What's it all about?
Yes, a spat that the whole world could enjoy, because you'd think this wouldn't have necessarily any long-term repercussions, although maybe it will. So what this is about is the fact that Australia, the United States, and the United Kingdom have all signed this new defense pact. They're calling it AUKUS because of the initials of the countries involved. And this pact has basically left France in the dark. Number one, they're not a part of it. Number two, and probably more importantly from a French perspective, means that their submarine deal to provide diesel-powered submarines to Australia has been cancelled, and it's worth upwards of $40 billion. There's not a country in the world that wouldn't feel a bit miffed that somebody has scarpered off, done a deal, and cost them $40 billion. So the French are not happy. They've talked about a major breach of trust and contempt. Actually, they've particularly got it in for America on this, talking about duplicity. The French foreign minister has called this a serious crisis. And indeed, just this morning, the French defense minister has called off defense talks with the UK because of the feeling that the rug has been pulled on for them. Now, there's a little bit of Gallic shrugging and a bit of bof-di-dong, you know, the way that perhaps the French might do. Except if it were the other way around, I could imagine any other country would absolutely feel totally miffed at this happening. The French are accusing the UK of, as they put it, constant opportunism, which is also something the UK would accuse France of. But it doesn't sit well. We're all meant to be in Europe and NATO and other things together. And this, yeah, this does not bode well, especially given that from a UK perspective, nearly all of our imports come through France. Supposing they start having a little tinker with that, and the migrant crisis, again, we rely on each other to try to help out with that. It's a big deal.
What's a botched submarine deal between friends? We move now to the United States. America's Haitian migrant crisis is now front and center. Also new problems just south of the border in Mexico.
Yes, suddenly migrants pitching up very close to the border, and indeed just over the border in this Texas border town. 10,000 people, 10,000 thought to be mainly from Haiti, had gathered under a bridge which connects Del Rio in Texas to Ciudad Acuña in Mexico. Local officials, obviously, with an entire sort of impromptu town of 10,000 people, they've been struggling to provide food and water and sanitation and so forth, and shelter indeed, apart from just them camping out under a bridge. The American government says it will fly the migrants back to where they began their journeys. And isn't that the way of the world at the moment? It's a sort of snakes and ladders. Migrants are desperately trying to go wherever to get away from something or just to head for a better life. And then back you go, up you go, down you go.
There was a harrowing picture just a few days ago. It was of a Honduran toddler and an infant. They were essentially left abandoned on the Rio Grande, just south of the US border. And just actually quite startling and shocking, and actually just really, really sad just to see that image. But we move on to Croatia now. A mystery survivor is found without ID on the rocks off the coast of Croatia.
Yeah, we've got a right old riddle with this one. So here's the scene. A woman on a rock in the Adriatic Sea, far from anywhere, is out in a bay across a whole series of jagged rocks. She's waving for help, and a fisherman spots her. So he alerts a rescue team who turn up. They have to walk something like 3 kilometers across some extremely jagged rocks to get to her. There she is sitting on the rock. She can't remember her name. She doesn't know where she comes from. She has no passport, no papers. She speaks perfect English, as they put it, like a professor. And she's a woman in her 60s. As I said, she has no idea how she got there or where she comes from. Dehydrated, emaciated. She seems to have spent several nights on the rocks and stalked by brown bears. There are brown bears all around this neck of the woods. She's now in hospital in Croatia, having become dehydrated and starved and so forth. So the mystery is multiple. Who is she? How did she get there? Did someone leave her for dead? And if they did, why?
There's a little bit of deja vu, Adam. Wasn't there a man, sort of early 2000s? He was, I think, a very talented piano player. He was also found on a seaside town somewhere in the UK. Also didn't know who he was, but he could play. He had this gift of playing the piano. Was that mystery ever solved?
It was. Yes, it took a little while, but you're absolutely right. The piano man, ultimately, they found his family back in Bavaria in southern Germany and put two and two together. They don't entirely know quite how he managed to wash ashore, but it's thought he'd had an episode, had some mental health challenges, and somehow just managed to walk and ride and ultimately jump in a dinghy to cross the English Channel, and that's how he pitched up. But you're right, he was a talented pianist, but he at home now, presumably playing the piano again.
And Bruce tells us his name was Andreas Grussel. Adam, that's all we have time for today. Thank you so much. Refuel, we will be back with you tomorrow.